But for now, it's the interim constitution that is Iraq's basic law. Political scientist Nathan Brown has studied drafts of the Iraqi constitution and he's written on constitutions in other Arab countries. He joins us from his office at the George Washington University in Washington, D.C. And Professor Brown, first, how did the Iraqis and the Americans in Baghdad get around the tension between simple majority rule, which would favor the Shias, and guarantees of special rights for either Sunni Arabs or Kurds or other minorities?
Well, they did it in painful detail. Earlier drafts of the Constitution simply tended to set up a system of majority rule but recognized the status quo in Kurdish areas and proclaim a vague federalism. The final draft, a lot of these details have been hammered out about revenue sharing, about laws, about courts, about appointments and so on, and it's turned it into a very lengthy document.
What became of the role of Islam in the law of Iraq as it's described in the Constitution?
Well, that's a painful compromise as well for both sides. Those who wanted to see a far greater role for Islamic law have Islam described simply as a source of law. Those who inclined much more in a secular direction did have to see Islam be proclaimed as the official religion. But I would say that if the experience of other Arab states is any indication, a lot of the language on Islam turns out to be very symbolic, where Islam really influences the legal order is much more when you get to practical legislation about marriage and divorce and so on, and not at the level of constitutional text.
Well, there was some criticism from Human Rights Watch. Farida Deef of Human Rights Watch criticized this constitution, saying it doesn't go far enough for women's rights in areas of marriage, inheritance, transfer of citizenship to their children if they marry non-Iraqis. Is this constitution so detailed that it might conceivably have done so? Was that argued out of it?
Well, one earlier draft actually did have a provision that allowed women as well as men to pass citizenship down to their children, which is rare in Arab states. And that was removed. But at the same time, there's a strong proclamation of gender equality. There is a provision that says that any time the word Iraqi or citizen or any noun like that is used, it refers to both male and female. And there's a goal/quota. It's still not quite clear which, for women's representation in the parliament.
A country can have a constitution that lavishes right after right on the people in a de facto dictatorship, and you can have a fairly minimalist constitution in a rather open democratic society. I'm just curious how much you think this constitution will actually determine political realities in Iraq as opposed to appearances or just the aspirations of its authors.
Well, there are two limitations. I mean, first, there's the general political context in Iraq right now, which is a little bit unstable. But second, we have to remember that this is merely an interim constitution. There's clearly a hope that its content will influence the drafting of the final document. But again, the process has to start over again as soon as next year for the permanent constitution.
When you look at this document, does it look to you like an Arab or Muslim state's constitution that was hammered out, albeit under the supervision of Americans who were there? Or does it look like an imported American constitution that was written for a Muslim Arab country?
This is definitely a hybrid. When I read some of the provisions, I can find clear counterparts in surrounding Arab states. And then there are a few provisions which are worded in such a way that it's clear that whether it was an Iraqi or an American, it was somebody who went to an American law school who drafted those clauses. And what we've got to remember is that ultimately it will be Iraqis who will be trying to make this thing work. And so borrowing American language is something that I think should be done fairly sparingly.
Professor Brown, thank you very much for talking with us today.
Thank you.
Nathan Brown, professor of political science and international affairs at the George Washington University in Washington, D.C. He is the author, by the way, of Constitutions in a Non-Constitutional World, Arab Basic Laws, and the Prospects for Accountable Government.